All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Is presented by Betano. The game starts now. Here are your hosts, Brent Wallace, Jason York, and Bobby Ryan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Coming In Hot. I'm Brent Wallace. The day 96 of, I don't know, the plague or whatever it is I have, alongside Jason York and Bobby Ryan. It's Groundhog Day, and fitting because I see you two more than I see anybody else. So once again, I get to see you.
Lucky
what do
day.
You have anyhow? Is it, what you don't? Yeah, is it COVID? What's going on over there?
I think it's Ebola. It'll clear right up. Don't worry.
It's been like 2 weeks.
Hang in there, bud.
It's been forever. Yeah. This show is always brought to you by Betano.ca. Go to Betano.ca, download the app, and get on the action. Remember, the game starts now with Betano. They are our good friends and our proud presenting sponsors. Gentlemen, we're into the All-Star break, and the Sens are rolling. One of the hottest teams in the league. Next, I think Carolina, which has won 10 in a row. They're 6 points out of a playoff spot. All is good in the world of the Ottawa Senators. Is that not right, Bobby?
Yeah, everything's great. I think you take the Montreal games with a little bit of a little grain of salt because of the team that they beat, but they did it in good fashion both nights. Beat Toronto. So you got a 4-game streak going into, and now the boys are going to go, you know, hopefully enjoy some time downtime, come right back into the fray against the Carolina team. But at the same time, it's nice to have something to talk about aside from the negatives. So it's all's well in Sens Nation.
Yeah. It's got to suck though, that they get the break at this time. Like they've got some swagger right now. They're feeling it. You can tell how they're carrying themselves on the ice. So tough to get a break, but a lot of guys can use it. There's a lot of guys playing a lot of minutes. Like a guy like Shabbat, this could be good for him. It's going to be good for Stützle, guys like that. Claude Giroux as well, older guy who's been playing awesome. I agree. That was Montreal. Yes, Montreal's really bad. Still got to beat them. The Toronto game for me was that was a big win. They were really convincing in that game. So, it's good. 6 points back. I think Pittsburgh's got a game in hand on them, so depending on what Pittsburgh does. But hey, this is what they wanted, right? Meaningful games, especially after the break, and that's what they're going to get. So yeah, good news here for the Sanny
Sherb. Although that meaningful game after the break is facing Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers. Granted, Edmonton hasn't played great. They still got to take on Connor McDavid, the best player in the world. So that's tough when you first come right out of it, is it not?
Yeah, and you only hope, I mean, Connor playing in the All-Star game, you hope that he's a little fatigued from that and the festivities that go with that. And he says, ah, it's the Sens. I'll take this one off. But he doesn't. He shows up every night. He knows he's going to put one or two up. So, yeah, it's a tough task right out of the get-go. But you almost want that, like, as opposed to playing him in January or February or March when he's feeling it going into the playoffs or looking towards the playoffs and he's in the middle of a stretch. After a couple of days off and some meaning, it might not be a bad thing.
Yeah, man, the way Ottawa's power play has been going, these guys can just win games on their power play alone right now. That's to me that last game against Montreal. Yeah,
they
They didn't really get great goaltending last game, but there's the power play again showing up when they need it. So we'll see. Yeah, hopefully McDavid has a good weekend and comes back tired because
that'll be a tough South Florida.
Is he that kind of guy? I never hear anything about him though, guys. You think is he going there and partaking in the festivities, or is he in bed by 11? What do you think? What's the over under on that one, fellas?
I'm splitting it right down the middle. He's in bed by one, but he's behaved. I don't know. I'm guessing. I have no idea.
Me neither. So he never says anything.
I run into him a few times at the NHL Awards, and every year they would announce the EA Sports cover, and so they would let me in the day before they announced it to get a interview ready to go. The year that they announced McDavid, I'm scrambling to try and find stuff to talk about. So we show up, and now I'm thinking, I already know he's pretty quiet and reserved, and I'm like, well, it's his event. This is going to be good. He's going to want to chat. He gave me nothing. I'm like, do you ever play as yourself, Connor McDavid, in the EA game or do anything? No. I'm like, all right. But anyway,
Did he give you the one-word answers? The old one-word answers? Yep. Nope.
It was like three. He didn't offer up much. But I have seen him out in Vegas. I know I believe it's still his girlfriend. I don't think they're engaged. Has been with him on the trips. So I'm going to say he goes out. I'm going to say he parties a little.
Yeah. You got to be petrified though. If you're McDavid or someone if you do one screw up, you're in the news. So I don't blame him. I actually don't blame him.
Yeah.
Probably takes, no, I don't either. He probably takes, get out of the country in the summer for 2 weeks and do it that way. Go off the grid. But when you're on the grid, man, I don't blame him.
Yeah.
No, Sidney Crosby, right? You never hear of Sidney Crosby. This year was the first, last summer when somebody posted a video of him with Nate McKinnon's Day with the Cup, and he was hammered. And I think that's the only time I've ever seen any kind of video of Sidney Crosby. Again, they have to live in a bubble.
They do. Yeah. It's a very sheltered. I mean, you get what you get paid for, I guess, right? It's very sheltering and to be that good. But I get it. Play it safe.
By the way, Sidney Crosby has never complained, just for the record. I'm just saying the stuff that he probably has to go through. As we move on, we're going to get back to the Ottawa Senators. This show brought to you by Renfrew Pro Tape. Go to renfrewpro.com. They are the industry standard when it comes to hockey tape, the original hockey tape, if you will. Remember, on Friday, it is Free Tape Friday. Go to Renfrew Pro on Instagram, and you will find the contest rules there. Renfrew Pro, feel the game. Renfrew Pro Tape continuously evolves its products to ensure that every roll of hockey tape optimizes performance, regardless of the type of hockey stick you use. RenfrewPro.com. The ones with the green core, available at all major retailers. Next week, boys, you guys are going to be reading some sponsor reads. That's what I've decided. Just be prepared. I'm giving you one each.
I'll stumble my way through that. No problem.
This might be my favorite part of the show. Okay, I want to go back to the last couple games. And I know you guys talk about it's Montreal and they're not that good. But in that Montreal game and even in the Toronto game, you saw, well, at least for me, it felt like this was a different attitude by the Ottawa Senators. Tim Stützle, he's yapping at a fan in the stands. Brady Tkachuk, he's all into it. There just seems to be, this was a team at the beginning of the year that just tried to win games or was hoping to win. It seems now that they feel like they can win, and I think Toronto was a big game for them. You guys are the players, so tell me if I'm wrong. Yorkie?
No, they're starting to believe they can win. It's not that they didn't believe they could win, but sometimes you're waiting for something to go wrong. It's the old analogy of playing to win or playing not to lose. So for me right now, the Senators are playing. They're not worried about Jacques Martin says this all the time. Don't worry about winning or losing. Just take care of the process. Just go out and do your stuff, and the process, the results will take care of themselves. That's how they're playing right now. They're going out and they're not worrying about. It's almost like they're not worrying about the playoffs. They're just going out and playing, letting it fly. They're still making some mistakes, but they're making a lot of better plays to counterbalance the mistakes they're making, especially a guy like Shabbat. Like, people are all over Shabbat, but he did so many good things in that game, fellas. So many good things that people never talk about. So way more good than bad with the Senators. And like I said, I like the fact they won that game and they didn't really need good goaltending, because that Forsberg's been playing really well lately, but he didn't have a good game against Montreal. Fortunately, we kind of joked about it before the show. Jake Allen was worse. Ottawa, that was a game, like we said, before the All-Star, before the break, lots of mistakes, but Ottawa, they're confident and they got the job done. So kudos to them.
Yeah, I agree. To me, they had a little taste of success and then said, okay, this is better than losing every night, and why don't we ride this? That's kind of what it felt like. You're at four now, but you win one, and then you win one, a big one, in convincing fashion against Toronto, and you're like, okay, this is the team that we know we can be. How do we sustain it? And they're finding ways to do that. Even a game, you know, that ends up being 5-4, where your goaltender's not at his best, you find a way to hang five on another team. So you're winning in different fashions. You had a couple of blowouts and a tight one. And to what Yorkie said, they're doing exactly what he mentioned. They're playing not afraid to lose, that, right? Where you're just one toe in, one toe out kind of thing. You're always second guessing your decisions. Yeah. Nobody's doing that right now. They look really good playing the way they are.
I'd like to point out that I called that game when you guys were like, no, it'll be a low scoring game. I would like you guys
to both acknowledge
I was right.
We're on video. I took the over. It's on the video.
You know what though? I'll tell the same thing I used to tell coaches when they told me video doesn't lie. I said, I'm still not going to watch it.
This goes back, and you guys brought it up about playing meaningful games. Now we're into January, and it's the first time in, I think, 5 seasons they've been over 500. Well, you were on the team the last time they were playing meaningful games.
It's February, Wally.
Yes. Yeah, but the last game they played was in January, okay? I totally forgot it was February.
It works.
If you look at month-to-month, and this, again, was the same problem they said coming into this season. We got to get off to a better start. And they ended up winning 8 games in their first 2 months of hockey. That's the problem. They're going to come out of the break, and we're going to talk about the recent, I guess, turnaround, trying to win their 5th in a row. The last time they did that was they won 6 in a row back in March 2017. Coincides with Bobby Ryan returning to the lineup the next game after 11 games with a broken finger, and ends the streak. They lose in overtime to Tampa.
My first game back?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, that tracks. that tracks. I got no defense. I'm more surprised that I'm not, you know what, or the fact that I missed 11 for another broken finger, or the fact that we lost my first game back. I have no surprises anywhere around.
That was your third game. Your third broken finger with the Ottawa Senators. I just have too much free time. So I looked it up.
they added it up, didn't they?
Back to the original point of, man, if they could only get off to these better starts that they've talked about for the last 3 years, where this team might be. And Yorkie, what's it going to take for them to start better?
Well, they're going to have to come back from the break, and it's going to be easier said than done, because what do they have? Is it 11 days off? Like, they have a huge break coming up. So
it's 9 to 11. Yeah.
Yeah. It's big. And I was just checking their schedule coming back. They have that Oilers game. They're going to have an Islanders game. I think Calgary, there's going to be some really tough opponents that are in the same position. They are right around that mark where if you could be in or you could be out of the playoffs. So it's just going to take, for young guys, it's just not thinking about, and it's easier said than done, but you got to not think about, man, if we lose, we're going to be out of the playoffs. You got to think, well, let's just it's almost like going to play with an empty head and not thinking about anything and just playing in the moment. And that's a lot easier said than done for young guys, because you're thinking about shit all the time because you just haven't been in this position before. And that's, to me, that's the measuring stick of when you can really judge players. Because in years past, we've been watching Ottawa and you say, well, they're now winning games in February, March, but there's nothing on the line. Well, now there's kind of going to be something on the line. So for me, I'm really going to get an opportunity to say, wow, this guy can play when the heat's on. This guy can play when the pressure's on. And that's going to be the most interesting thing for me. Because you can't really evaluate guys when there's no pressure. There's a lot of guys that have had really good careers on scoring when you lose 5-3. But hey, that's why there's 32 teams in the league. So, it's just going to take – it's like I said, it's tough to explain. Bobby knows what I'm talking about. It's just playing in the moment and not worrying about what can go wrong.
Yeah, I think, and just to wrap it up, because I agree with everything you said, but right now is going to be a really good indication of who your core is, you know who your core players are, but who's going to be the odd man out when you have to move somebody to bring in that defenseman that you're looking for? Who's going to be the guy that doesn't play well down the stretch that really puts himself on the outside looking in?
If they could just play defense, boy, where this team might be.
Well,
like you can't win 5-4 every game.
No, you can't. They got to take better care of the puck. Like when things go wrong, Wally, it's usually a bad turnover and just not making a smart play with the puck and then losing some coverage in front of the net. So, but that's how all teams get scored on. Ottawa just seems to, when things go wrong, that's usually the gist of it.
But they're building. And speaking of building, this show brought to you by BEI. Bonshire Excavating Inc. Go to bonshireexcavating.com. They are the leaders. That's pretty good. They are the leaders in the Renfrew Valley. Helping to shape the Ottawa Valley's Bonshire Excavating, heavy civil general contractor, equipment rentals, aggregate, topsoil sales. I believe this weekend they have a job fair at the Algonquin College in Pembroke. Check them out. Give them a call, 613-432-1120, bonshireexcavating.com. So here's what I'm going to put to you. And we weren't sure when they signed Claude Giroux at the beginning of the year, just what he brought to the team. We all knew he was a talented, obviously, player with a veteran presence. We weren't sure if 3 years was too many. Boy, he's been worth, as far as I'm concerned, worth every penny. And is part of this new attitude, at least as I'm calling it, because of Claude Giroux. And I think he's the guy that's been the one to fuel this thing. And you look at what he's been able to do. I mean, he was the NHL first star of the week. He's on a 5-game point streak. He's just scored his 20th goal of the season, which is the 10th time he's done that in his career. Claude Giroux, as we like to call him, if you're bilingual, Don Giroux. That's dangerous in French, Bobby.
Thank you, gentlemen.
He's got 15 multi-point games. Like, am I wrong to think that he's the guy right now that may be behind this?
I don't know. I think he certainly plays his part in it, and I think he's probably brought some maturity to the room and some professionalism to the room. But it's tough to say, because I think we're also watching the maturation of Brady as a captain, as Stützle as a player, as Chabby taking a step, in my mind, taking a step. And some guys have regressed a little bit, but I think that, we're just seeing the process of these young guys starting to really come into their roles and embracing it. But I do think that, Claude landing in that room and having the voice that he does with 970 points and over 1,000 games certainly helps.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You know what's really impressive? He's putting up all these points, and he's not even on the first power play. That's what's crazy about this.
Yeah.
Like, we got the player of the week, and he's on our second power play. But why would you change that power play? It's just humming right now, so you can't change it. But, he's got his role on the team. It's so identified for him. I like the switch they've done. I don't know when it happened, but even for penalty kills, if there is a draw, Drew's going out to take it, especially if he's on a strong side. Earlier on in the year, they weren't doing that. I remember you go back to that overtime goal. I think they had, this was way early in the season, guys. It was a 4-on-3. They sent Mott out to take the draw. He lost it. They lost the game. And everybody was wondering, why isn't Drew taking that? There's your best faceoff guy. But good adjustment. Now, anytime there's a faceoff, he does it. I think for as far as the winning goes and how Claude is involved, I just think it's the calming presence. It's just a guy that's saying, hey, take a breath here, boys. Because with young guys, like I said, they get excited. They haven't been there. Claude's been there. He's done that. And I'm sure, aside from the points guys, it's the calming presence that's really helped these boys.
Agreed.
By the way, you brought up power play. Ottawa goes into the break with the second best power play and the second most goals, only trailing the Edmonton Oilers for most power play goals this season. But when it comes to five on five goals, this shouldn't come as a surprise. They're 31st in the league. Only Chicago has scored fewer 5-on-5 goals. 86 for Chicago, 94 for the Ottawa Senators. Boy, if they could just figure out a way to play 5-on-5. Why is it so difficult for this group? Yorkie?
Starts with the defense. When you have a power play, you don't have to break the puck out of your own zone. So it's a lot easier.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's pretty well the number one reason, guys, I don't want to shit on this group of defensemen. There's a lot of good pros back there. They're just, everybody knows it. You're missing two D back there. So when you're 5-on-5, it all starts with getting out of your own zone cleanly. And also, too, supporting the play, because you have to have defense being involved in the offense, too. So, and that's what Shabbat and Sanderson do so well. They support the attack as that fourth guy, which you're not going to get from Holden. You're not going to get from Zaitsev. Hamonic does it a little bit, but that's not really his game. And Branstrom, for me, he's been struggling lately. He's a lost soul back there. He's miscast with Ottawa, with what they wanted of him right now. If I'm going to make a trade, I know I'm all over the map here, but he's a guy that I think Ottawa could move at the deadline that nobody talks about. I think he could find a home being a young guy, go somewhere and play in the role he's supposed to. So I would be showcasing the hell out of him right now. He's only playing, like, his minutes are way down, but you're tough. It's tough to showcase him because now DJ wants to win and he's going to put the guys out there he trusts. So that's why 5-on-5 is tough for them, because they don't have the supporting cast behind Shabbat and Sanderson that can help create offense 5-on-5.
Yes. You can't score if you don't have the puck cleanly through the neutral zone. If you're playing dump and chase, I shouldn't say that. If you're playing get out of your zone and chase, because a lot of times that puck goes back to the neutral zone and the other team's just regrouping is what I've seen too much of. Because they're not playing between the blue lines well. Actually, they're not playing from the red line down well. And it's just too much to ask for that group. That's all that is for the defensive side of things.
Last topic before we get out of here for today, because there is, the Sens have 9 full days off. They play 11. There's 11 days in between games when they would play the Edmonton Oilers on February the 11th. That is a long stretch. So obviously they'll skate on the 10th. Thomas Chabot, could use every second of this break, because I watched him, and I think it was the Islander game. He was getting – he's always targeted, as you guys know. He looks like he's just taken a beating of late, but he's put up great numbers. Like, he had 3 assists in the Montreal game. He's had 7 points in his last 7 games. He's had 2 assist games in his last 7. But he continues to obviously draw plenty of attention and ire from Sens fans. I just think he's a world-class talent that continues to show it despite the attention he continues to receive from forwards at the other end. Bobby?
Yeah, I agree. It's like the Carlson effect, right? Guys were beating on the world about Erik Karlsson, but he had 82 points that year and won the Norris and whatever. You can't win sometimes. And because of the expectations of the fact that he's been the number one for so long, they need to insulate him by bringing in some guys to take the pressure off. But for me, I thought the same thing the other night. He's taking a beating every shift, but he's actually kind of built for it, because he doesn't, even though he's getting run, like, he never took big hits. He takes the little ones, and those ones add up 100%. But at the same time, he never takes the big one, and he finds ways to move the puck without getting himself in harm's way. So I'm not worried about him physically or anything like that. I just worry about the mental grind and the fatigue when you get through games, you know, 70 to 82. And that's when you might, if you're in the Sens position, might really be trying to make your push. If he can withstand that, but I think he can. I hope he goes somewhere. I don't know where he's going. I should text him and see where he's going, and hope he's on a beach somewhere with a Corona for a couple of days, and then he gets back to work.
Corona light.
I just saw.
He's kind of like,
that's it. Yeah. No butt heavies.
Yeah.
No butt heavies.
What are you going to say, Wally?
I was just going to say, I saw Alex DeBrincat's in the Bahamas and Tim Stützle is somewhere under the sun. I'm sure. Everybody is that way. But by the way, congratulations to Thomas Chabot, who was going to be inducted into the St. John Sea Dogs Hall of Fame.
Wally, do we have time to show those clips from Chabot to the game?
For you, yes.
Because this is the thing.
If you're going to be positive.
We've been talking a lot about Chabot, but I know he made that big turnover in the game, and people really magnify or go after when a guy makes a big mistake. But man, his fingerprints were all over this game. And you go back to this first goal, like, look at the little Jimmy in the corner there. And that's very few defensemen can do that play in the offensive zone, where he basically created something out of nothing. He faked one way, came around the top, and makes a nice pass. You watch it right here, a little fake, boom, separation. Like, he created time and space with his skill, and everyone's talking about Zaitsev with the shot. That shot doesn't happen unless Thomas Chabot creates time and space with the puck. The only way you can do that is if you have the skill level of a Thomas Chabot. So it's so funny when people look at goals. They always talk about a nice knuckler by a lucky goal. No, it wasn't a lucky goal, because Chabot gave his partner an extra 2 seconds to shoot that puck. So, and this is stuff that never gets talked about. And that's why you got to look at Thomas Chabot's game as a whole. We just talked about, why doesn't Ottawa create more offense 5-on-5? Well, because they don't have – Chabot can't play the whole game. And if you're Jack Capuano, the defense coach, you want to try and get him on. And you go back to this one here. Here's another one, Bobby. That's a great pass by across from Stützle to DeBrincat. But can we rewind that, Alex? Watch how this play develops. And this doesn't happen unless Thomas Chabot pulls the puck off the boards. Watch right here. Backhand, effortlessly glide, a little fake, and a slide over. Most D would get that puck and right back to the forward on the half wall. But Chabot right there, backhand, forward, glide, 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 fake, slide. And he brought that guy over to the top. And that creates the lane for DeBrincat to shoot that puck. Like, and again, another thing that he's creating based on skill, skating. And that's why you pay a guy like Chabot that much money. But unfortunately, they're putting him in all kinds of situations where he's making a mistake here and there, and then everybody just thinks about that mistake. So let's see the next one. Here's the mistake, guys. And we all remember this in the game. Montreal, it's a 3-2 game, important moment. Chabot gets the puck. So throws it up the wall, gives away, turns it over, and everyone's going to say soft play, Chabot's fault. Yeah, it's not a great play, but if you just think about that as his game, and you try and say, well, that's what Chabot's all about, everyone's going to make mistakes. Yeah. Everyone's going to turn pucks over, and it's going to happen, especially when you're playing.
And look at this, though. He's got no support anywhere. Like, Z's got to pop off.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, Z's got to either pop off, and Chabby's got to trust that Z's going there, and I don't think he does immediately. And then all three forwards are up high, and that's whatever. This Pinto here, to me, has to get down right to that dot, and he's just a little late. It's not tragic, but it's just a little late. Because right now, if you're 5 feet away from him, you're out of that zone. Because Chabby's going to make that play every day. Z's kind of caught in man's land off the back post. Yeah, he's got no support. So he throws up the wall thinking, I can beat two guys, but he doesn't. And that's, and it's in the back of your net.
And the Senators, you see this play all the time in the NHL. If you go back to that little play when he's in the corner again there for a sec, Alex. When he's in the corner, you see a lot of teams do that little bump play to the middle of the ice. So when Shabbat gets that puck, this is actually smart. He's waiting. So, because if he just gets it here and everyone's like, make a hard play. Okay. If he rims this up the boards right away, there's two Montreal guys going. Zaitsev should release right away, but there's a guy there as well. So the guy in the middle of the ice is too late to get back. He knows it. He's supposed to be the bumper. It's turned over. So it's amazing. When you go back and you look at that play, Shabbat makes it's not even a bad play. He's waiting for help and there's none. So, I think again, it's amazing. This is why you do video. So I think there's one more play we have on this.
Okay. Sorry. So just one sec. So Zaitsev, why doesn't Chabby just dump that backhand behind the net? So Zaitsev's about to go to behind the net, but he pauses and comes back because you can't leave the front of the net open. But why doesn't he just, it looks like Zaitsev's waiting for it right there. Boom.
My guess is that he was on his backhand and didn't feel like he could. Got to his backhand and went, I don't know if, because he knew, he knows there's guys coming from both angles and he doesn't want that puck to get turned over low as opposed to high, is my guess.
Yeah.
Right.
And listen,
the Montreal Canadian will just walk out in front. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Listen, Shabbat's made some plays early in the season that I didn't like, but this is a game where I thought he played really well. Like the good really outweighed the bad. And it's amazing that play again, we're watching it. Probably too. Zaitsev has to talk there. And who knows if he talked, we're not ice level. There's so many different things going on ice level. When you're hearing guys communicate, you're hearing guys talk, even the goalie right there is Forsberg talking to his defenseman saying the only thing he could have done there is just kept it in his skates and probably waited for help. But the forwards are way too high on that play. And hey, that's what defensemen do. If you don't make a good play, it's the forward's fault, right? Right, Bobby? Just blame the forwards.
Oh, every time. Yeah. We're doing the same thing.
Friggin' D-man, move the puck.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Why couldn't he get it past that guy? And then everything that we're breaking down goes to naught.
So like the thing I liked about that is moments later, Otto ended up taking the lead, and the guy that ends up setting it up again was Shabbat on that power play. So instead letting a mistake or something bug you, he does another positive in the game to help Ottawa win.
In that particular one, he drew that penalty because he got tripped. And those slew foot type backwards, those are the worst injuries, right? Like when you get snapped backwards and land – those ones are really dangerous. And he woke up. He got up from that wincing a lot. It just looked like it either winded him or, again, I think he's got a bad hip, bad back from all the pounding he's taken of late. And I think we saw that in the Montreal game that was in Ottawa. Anyway, I just think that he deserves a lot more credit than he gets. We just like to continue to hammer on him occasionally every time there's a turnover. When you touch the puck that much, you're going to make mistakes. It's the same with and you brought it up, same with Carl would turn pucks over, but nobody said anything because he was 82 points a year, and I think that's the same thing we get from Thomas Shabbat.
People have no idea how fast things are happening, and the guys that have the ability to hold on to the puck, like a Stützle, like a Carlson, like a Shabbat, it is way harder than it looks. So again, there's that goal we were talking about, the power play goal. A lot of guys are cursed because they skate so well, they look effortlessly, and it looks like they're not trying. And I love that play by Stützle, by the way, coming up top. and just creating a little deception. What a shot as well, man. He's feeling perfect right now.
Yes, he is.
But he's also getting, to me, he's getting bigger, just strength-wise, and he's more mature. Like, he's got more of an attitude, which I think for goal scorers or for point producers, star players, you need to have that bit of swagger. Am I right, Bobby? Like, he's just got, he's got that star quality to him.
He does. He's got that. He's got a little bit of bite to his game right now, too, which I like. And when you're feeling it and the puck's following you a little bit, you know, you can really take off. So he's embracing that. And again, we always talk about his entrances, but it's all the little plays, the 5-foot space plays that he makes. It just creates things. The way he attacks the middle of the ice, like he's becoming a superstar. I hate to use that word, but as a point per game guy, but he's going to elevate from that again, especially with this group of guys around him. So he's taken over, he's taken over as the team's leader on the offensive side of the puck.
The thing that excites me for this team for the future, Wally, just to finish off, is they've got a little bit of everything, right? You got a really good two-way defenseman in Sanderson, who's only going to get better. You got Shabbat, who's your offensive guy. Then you look up front, and you got a dynamic guy like Stützle, and then you got your big horse like Tkachuk. He's a unicorn. There's just not many guys like him in the league. And then you got your other guys, like you got a Norris. Hopefully he gets back and he's healthy. You got a guy like DeBrincat for now. Who knows what his future is going to be? And you got Claude Giroux. There's a lot of really good parts, but I like how the team is trending, because every player kind of brings something different to the table, which is makes it, you know, for the future could be a very good team.
I agree. Like, that top six to me is really impressive, regardless wherever you put Joseph or not. But when you get Norris back, like, I just like the look of that top six. It's the bottom six I have a bit of an issue with, a porous defense at the moment. But I think if you hold out till next year, when you see perhaps if Tyler Cleven can make the jump, and you have JBD on that blue line and you add somebody, I think that changes drastically the look of this hockey team.
Me too.
It does. This the roster that we just looked at is not indicative of what's going to be there next year. I think we're going to see a lot of change over the summer, particularly on the blue line and the bottom six, because your top six is on fire. They can play.
I'm going to save that topic because we got a week of no Sens games to talk about, but I want to get to what may transpire with this roster and how many moves you can actually legitimately make. So I'm holding that off. Now, before we get out of here, there is no, by the way, lock of the day, unless you guys really want to pick the all-star winner, which no. I could really, yeah,
no,
exactly. So, we will wait till they get back into action on February the 11th before we start with back with lock of the day. But now, as we started back last Monday, we had a contest. I had to give away a $25 gift card for Montana's, by the way. Thursdays, and every day is, drink specials, as always, at Montana's. And don't forget to try out their comfort menu. You can also have a chance to win prizes if you go into Montana's. Now, the winner of the $25 gift card that they will send to you. I don't even know. Alex, do you have anything prepared for this? Probably not. You don't read the nerd. Oh, hey, he did read the nerd report. Chrysantha, who was selected off Instagram. So they will be sending... they'll be in contact to check your DMs. You will be getting a $25 gift card. Next Monday, the pot goes up, if you will. We're going to give away a $25 gift card next week. So tune in on Monday as we start the contest again. So boys, I'm going to save some of the topics and as we get going here. Also looking to line up a couple of guests for next week. But for now, enjoy your weekend and Groundhog Day, if you will. I'm going right back to bed. We will see you on Monday. Thanks for watching Coming In Hot, brought to you by Betano.ca.
See you guys.
See you, boys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.